Oh, Andy Pascalidis, we're debating whether the send-off was justified or not. Timmy Cahill, two goals for Melbourne City. The Central Coast had to play a large part of the game with only 10 men. What did you think of the send-off?
Incredible, isn't it? 6 days after Berisha was sent off for victory for an off-the-ball elbow. Look, the only thing that goes against O'Donovan is he just glances over his shoulder. But
he knew he was hitting the bloke in the face.
Yeah, look, as soon as you raise your hand on a defender when you're going for an aerial ball, you're putting yourself out there pretty much. And it's sad in a sense because he's such a key player and he had that eight-game ban last year, remember, for the headbutt on Manny Muscat. But I've looked at the video at least 12 times last night, this morning again, and trying to see where it's in favour of O'Donovan. I just can't see it. I know that Paul Okon said he expects the card to be rescinded, but, yeah, it's a tough one. It's
he knew where one. The bloke's head
mate,
was.
Mate, in the 35Fs down there at the Seagulls, mate, that happens every weekend, and we just play on. We're tough.
Yeah, I know what you're saying too, and I'm old school as well. What I don't like is players running up to officials and
standing
around. Yeah. What I did like about the incident, if there's anything to like about the incident, is the way that Tim Cahill conducted himself with O'Donovan. I think Tim felt for O'Donovan as he tried to just appease him and settle him down to get him off the pitch because it might have got a bit worse for O'Donovan. But if that was me refereeing or assistant referee, I wouldn't have sent him off.
Mm. Oh, well, we'll come back to your tips in a second and have a look at previews Friday, Saturday and Sunday's games. But Channel 10 in the A-League, that's not seems to be a deal that's about to happen.
Well, you're in the cricket landscape as well, Stuart. Is the Big Bash going to leave Channel 10? Because I'm trying to work out where they can accommodate the A-League on Saturday night in the future.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I don't know. They're talking about it.
They won't be giving up the Big Bash for A-League, I'll guarantee you that.
I mean, if Channel
not voluntarily, by the way.
But that would only pretty much happen if Channel 10 lost the Big Bash rights to Channel 9, I would think.
Well, yeah, or 7. Or 7, 7's got the tennis, so it's hard. Yeah, it's hard because I think they've seen the success that free-to-air TV's given Big Bash. So, look, and that's the pieces of the puzzle. I suppose, Andy, with anything, you start at the top and you say, that's the one I want, and how much am I going to pay for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I get that, then everything else flows. If I don't get that, then I move on to something else.
Suffice to say, for the A-League to really keep kicking on, they need free-to-air coverage.
Yeah.
So it's an important deal for them. How are we going to make some money, mate? We've got Sydney FC tonight up against Adelaide United.
Yeah, Sydney FC $1.55, unbeaten against an Adelaide side that's winless away in 7, 3 draws for them. So put your money on Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And then look at the Phoenix to make it 3 wins in a row at home against Brisbane. That's 5th v. 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at Perth Glory v. Melbourne, I'm actually... Melbourne had a tough away trip at midweek in Wellington. Then they've got to go to the other side of the world, the Perth. I think Perth might pull out a draw. That's paying nicely at 3.40.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sensing it could be the Wanderers' day at Campbelltown on Sunday. They're playing at Campbelltown Stadium against a very impressive Jets, I might say.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets are winless in the last 4 against the Wanderers, but they've had a good recent run, just 1 loss for the Jets in 6. And they're outsiders, surprisingly, in a way, 3.75. And the Wanderers are coming in just under $2 for the win.
Now, your best bet?
Best bet, Huddersfield Town. Aaron Moy's side, only 1 loss in 9 in the championship to beat Ipswich, who crashed in the FA Cup in midweek at Lincoln. And looking at a wild card, Man United to win both halves against Stoke City is paying 3.75. And you might consider Ibrahimovic as a first scorer. 4-leg multi, almost came up last week. Fingers crossed for everyone. Sydney FC into Huddersfield, into Aston Villa, have not lost at home. Bournemouth v Watford to draw.
Beautiful.
That's paying about 18 bucks.
$18. Yeah. We'll post all that up on the website. We'll tweet that out, put it up on all social media. Good on you. Thanks very much, Andy Pascalidis. Dave Stanley from tab.com.au. Andy with his multi there.
Yep.
Let's give it $19.
Yeah, $19.
$19 will do. $18 or 18 cents. Circa $19. Yeah.